This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Inside Music. I'm your host, George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra, where we believe the more musical detail we notice, the more pleasure we receive from listening. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Welcome to this evening's episode, One Good Fugue Deserves Another. That was the fugue from Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, Number 7, by German composer Georg Friedrich Händel, as he was known before he moved to England, and became so beloved by the British population. Let's unpack a couple terms like Concerto Grosso and fugue. Most of the time, when we think of the word concerto, we picture the lonely solo pianist or violinist out there in front of the entire orchestra playing from memory, a truly terrifying prospect. And solo concertos have been around for a long time, since the late 1600s. During the late 1800s, performers whose careers involved traipsing around the globe playing solo concertos began to attract cult-like followings. They became superheroes, especially composer-pianists who'd written their own virtuosic display pieces. Composers such as Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
That was pianist Stephen Huff with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra under Andrew Litton, playing a small portion of the third movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. Now, during the lifetimes of Bach, Handel, and Vivaldi, another type of concerto was popular, a more collegial affair involving more than one soloist, at least two, but often three or more. And this is where the term concerto grosso comes into play. The Italian word grosso simply means big. So we're talking about a big concerto, that is, one that features several soloists instead of just one. Arcangelo Corelli and Vivaldi, Handel, and others wrote a ton of them. The small group of soloists in these works often consisted of two violins and a cello, referred to as the concertino, as opposed to the rest of the ensemble called the ripieno. Common practice involved creating a dialogue between the smaller and larger groups. So that we can get a sense of how the playing is shared by the concertino and the ripieno in a concerto grosso, listen to some of the first movement of Handel's Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, Number 1. The movement starts with everyone playing. See if you can ascertain when everyone drops out except for the concertino, the two solo violins and one cello. You may also notice the harpsichord throughout. If you would, remember, nobody's watching. Raise one finger each time the concertino plays. So how many times did the three-member concertino play? We hope you noted two times. We started to fade the music with the third entrance of the ripieno. Now, let's go back to the Handel fugue we listened to at the top of the program. I'd like you to count the number of exchanges between the concertino and the ripieno. Thank you. And the answer is none. There were no exchanges between a smaller group and a larger group. True, there were contrasting soft and loud passages, but Handel has the entire ensemble play this fugue from beginning to end in order to make total nonsense of everything I've just been talking about. And so we learn that not every movement of a concerto grosso may necessarily contain dialogues between the few and the many. The artists we're listening to in this recorded performance are the members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, under Neville Marriner. It's about time we define what we mean by the word fugue. A fugue is a recipe or plan for writing a movement of music in contrapuntal texture, that is, the method of combining musical sounds in which separate, independent melodies are played simultaneously against each other. And one of those melodies is the main one, or fugue subject, treated in an imitative fashion, like a round, such as Row, Row, Row Your Boat. But unlike a round, instead of beginning each entrance of the main melody on the same pitch, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, successive entrances are on different pitches, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, etc. You might ask, can a composer write a fugue that does contain dialogues between the concertino and the ripieno? Well, yes. Here's a bit of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 4, performed by the same artists. Notice the sharing of the playing between the small group of soloists and the rest of the orchestra. And while you're at it, listen for the number of and the identity of the instruments playing in the concertino. And the number of soloists is 3, a violinist and 2 recorders. The soloists were violinist Hendrik Schering and recorder players Michala Petri and Elisabeth Salin. Now, in case it was not apparent in this first listen that there are 2 recorders, let's isolate the moment where the concertino plays by itself. In this musical passage, the 2 recorders are playing 2 distinct parts. One of the recorders plays a fast-moving line that meshes with the solo violin, while the other recorder sustains long notes. See if you can ignore the violin and zero in on just the recorder players. Of course you can. Here it is. If you're just tuning in, I'm George Mariner Mole, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra and your host for Inside Music. You know, we can notice so many details when we listen to as opposed to just hear music. If you'd like to spend more time with the Bach movement we were just listening to, may I recommend that you visit the WWFM website and select About Us. Go to Programs A to Z, and under Inside Music, you'll find a little Bach music. Pilot Episode 1, in which this movement is explored in detail. Now that we're sharpening our listening skills, here's a task that will require your complete attention. So you'll have to put down that spoonful of dessert while you do this. I want you to count the number of entrances of the fugue subject or main melody that occur in the Handel fugue. And before you can do that, you must be absolutely certain of what it is you're listening for. So here is the subject. Da 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 da. Come on now. You're in the privacy of your own home or your own car. Other people might think you're crazy, but we're learning a skill here. On second thought, if you're driving, perhaps you should skip the singing and just concentrate on the road. But for all the rest of you, sing with me. Da 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 da. You likely noticed that one pitch is repeated over and over. I'm not exactly sure why Handel did that. Probably to annoy us. Just kidding. But I do think that he intended to create a tiny moment of emotional tension. Da 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 da. That tension is released when he goes to these pitches. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Now, admittedly, it's a little tricky to sing those last eight notes in the subject, but you can all certainly sing the repeated F naturals. Come on, I want to hear you all the way here at the WWFM studios. Sing with me. Da 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 da. You may have already noticed that the speed of the repeated notes keeps doubling within a unified framework. There are two beats in each measure. One, two, one, two, one, two. In the first measure, there is an articulated sound on each beat. The second measure has two sounds on each beat, and the third measure has four sounds on each beat. One, two, one, two, 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 one, two, three, four, two, two, three, four. Are you ready to start counting complete entrances of the fugue subject? Here we go. Thank you. isn't it satisfying when, after all that playing of different melodies and different rhythms at the same time, we get to those chords at the end? Everyone is finally playing at exactly the same moment in time. So, how did you fare? If you found less than four, you may have actually been eating dessert as the music was playing. If you found eight or more, you were really listening. 12 exactly? You get the Perceptive Listener Award. Now, if you found lots more than 12, it shows that you were listening, but that you were counting fragments of the subject as opposed to complete statements, little bits of information that might have sounded like this, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Those measures of musical material containing fragments that occur in between complete statements are called episodes. In order to accurately count occurrences of the subject of this fugue, we need to be ready for those repeated notes. They always herald a complete statement of the subject. Perhaps some of you noticed that this fugue also went through several different minor keys in the middle. Passing through other keys is a common thing in a fugue. Listen again. This time, I'll verify each entrance. Some are in the high range, some are in the medium pitch range, some are in the low. 1. Two. Three. Four. Six. Seven. Eight. What I'd like to do now, rather than ask you to listen for any specific thing or have me verify entrances, is just to simply enjoy this fugue together one more time. Thank you. This has been Inside Music. I'm your host, George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra. The producer was David Ozenberg. The Discovery Orchestra's Emmy-nominated educational concerts for American Public Television are available on Amazon.com and may be streamed free of charge by Amazon Prime members. For more information about the Discovery Orchestra, please visit our website at discoveryorchestra.org. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Inside Music episodes can also be heard as webcasts at wwfm.org by selecting About Us and then Our Programs A to Z. Inside Music is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org. Tune in for our next episode. Hallelujah! Thanks so much for being with us. This is George Mariner Moll reminding you to listen better.